Okay, the Berditcher has a lot of Torah and Chanukah. He has very long mamarim that some people brought to share today. And then he has a smaller section found after Parshas Mikra. It's called Drushim L'Chanukah. Divrei Drush for Chanukah. I'll be honest, Kedushas Levi is our Rebbe, so we're gonna stick with it. We're gonna try to understand, but the truth is a lot of the pieces I don't fully understand, but we'll try together. We'll see if we can make sense of it. Okay, so we'll start with the first piece. We'll start Mamish from the beginning. Piece number one, Drushim L'Chanukah. A short piece is about 20 pieces in all in this section. And he begins, it's on page, what page? Tzadi Aleph. Tzadi Aleph. Okay, in our edition, right after Parshas Miketz, right before Parshas Vayigash. The Kislev hu Chanukah. Kislev is the month that Chanukah appears in. And nothing in Yiddishkeit is by chance. It's not by accident that Kislev is the month of Chanukah. Ki Kislev hu neged Yaakov. Because Kislev corresponds to Yaakov. Where do we see that Kislev corresponds to Yaakov? So, there's different ways we could say it. Is there a chumash on the table? Sorry, I'm ill prepared. No? I'll take Bereshis, that's fine. Take whatever you got. Parsha. Okay, so let me take a step back. Every month has a name of Hashem that corresponds to that month. And by name of Hashem, I mean specifically the name Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey. Those four letters of God's name can be arranged in 12 different ways. So the month of Nisan is Hashem's name, Yud, and Hey, and Vav, and Hey. The month of Tammuz is Hashem's name backwards, Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud. Right? Every month has an arrangement of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. What's the arrangement for the month of Kislev? This is what you find when you open up the B'nai Sassar, always at the very beginning. He tells you the name of Hashem for that month. He brings from the Sefer Mishnas Chasidim. And he says that the name of Hashem for the month of Kislev is Vav Yud Hey Hey. Vav Yud Hey Hey. Where is it hinted to? It's hinted to in a pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. Vayar Yoshev Haaretz Haknani. Vav Yud Hey Hey. Vayar Yoshev Haaretz Haknani. When the Canaanite inhabitants of the land saw. Vav Yud Hey Hey. That's the name of Hashem for the month of Kislev. Perek Nun, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Parshas Vayechi, Vayar Yoshev Haaretz Haknani. When the people of Canaan saw, what did they see? What's the Pasuk describing? What did they see? They saw the Petir of Yaakov Avinu. Right? They saw the mourning that was taking place for Yaakov Avinu. The B'nai Yisachar says, we have a tradition that Yaakov died on Sukkot and was buried on Chanukah. So it says our Rebbe, the Kedushas Levi, but Kislev hu Chanukah, ki Kislev hu neged Yaakov. Again, where do we see that Kislev corresponds to Yaakov? So the first thing we could say is that the name of Hashem for the month of Kislev, Bayar, Yoshev, Haaretz, Haknani, Vav, Yud, Hey, and Hey, right? That arrangement of God's name for the month of Kislev, which a person's supposed to try to think about when you say Hashem's name in the month of Kislev, refers to Yaakov being taken to his final resting place, to the makom of his kvura, to Maris Machpela, and that took place on Chanukah. Okay. What else could you say? You could also say, even though the Torah tells us that we count the calendar year from Nisan, we also sometimes count the calendar year from Tishrei. So maybe Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. Kislev is the third month, and Yaakov is the third of the Avos. The number three has a lot to do with Yaakov Avinu. There's a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Yisro that says everything that has to do with Torah has to do with the number three. So for example, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. Right? Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Shevet Levi is the third Shevet. Yaakov, who's the Ishtam Yoshev Olam, is the third of the Avos. Yeah, and it goes on and on. And Klal Yisrael is made up of Kohanim, Levi'im, and Yisraelim. It goes through many, many numbers of three. Things of three that have to do with Torah. So it could be that Kislev, which is the third month, if you count from Tishrei, and Yaakov was the third of the Avos, have this connection. Certainly, Kislev is a Zman, the Yontav of Chanukah, we were fighting for Torah. We weren't fighting for our physical lives, we were fighting for Torah. Yaakov is the Amud HaTorah, of the three Avos. Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Avodah, and Yaakov is the Amud of Torah. So therefore, it makes sense. Again, I'm just trying to explain. He's very terse in his words here. He doesn't tell us much. He just says, Kislev is connected Yaakov. Val Yedei Yaakov, Hei Manisim Kenoda. And through Yaakov Avinu, the miracles took place as is known. Again, what does that mean? Not much elaboration. I don't know. It could be what we find in the Sefer Shachal HaTorah and other Svarim HaKadoshim, that when Yaakov went back for the Pachim Ketanim in last week's Parsha, right, Shachal HaTorah says those Pachim Ketanim were the Pach Shemen. Amongst those Pachim Ketanim was the Pach Shemen. Right? That's why we pointed out, Tzadikim point out, that Pachim Ketanim, which is plural, right, more than one Pach, that's why we say in the Ma'os Sor, Uminosar Kankanim, from the remnant of the Kankanim, of the jars. So from all the jars of Yaakov, one of them became the Pach Katan of Chanukah. Tzadikim say that if you take Pach Katan plus Pach Katan in Gematria, yeah, because Pach and Katan in plural, so Pach Katan plus Pach Katan, so Pach is, Pechav is 100, Katan is 159, so that's 259, right? So Pach Katan is 259. Again, it's plural, Pach and Katanim, so 259 plus 259 is 518. So the Gematria, the Svarim say, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah is 518. So Pachim Ketanim is being Meramis to Chanukah. So maybe that's what he means when he says, Ayidei Yaakov Heim HaNisim Kenoda. It could be that Yaakov is the Shoresh, is the origin of the whole miracle of Chanukah. Again, is he saying Yaakov in general is the one of the Avos who is Shayach to Nisim? I'm not sure. I'm not sure what he's saying. Kenoda, as is known. Okay, I don't know. You don't know? Ever thought? V'lachein hayin neis b'chodesh hazeh. And therefore, in Chodesh Kislev, which corresponds to Yaakov, and Yaakov somehow is connected to the concept of Nisim, therefore we find that, of course, maybe the most remarkable miracle that ever took place in history was in this month. V'lachein hayin neis b'chodesh hazeh. V'hu chodesh hashlishi mitishrei. Okay, so that seems to support what we're saying. Haschalas shana, if you count from the beginning of the year, from Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, the third month, just like Yaakov is the third of the Avos, Shuhu Neged Levi, and it also corresponds, right, to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, the third of the Shvatim. And of course, Levi plays a tremendous role in Chanukah, as the Berditchever says here, Levi is Shlishi Yishav Shvatim, V'lachein hayu bo hanes al yedei kohanim chashmonai uvanav, shakohanim him shevet Levi. So again, somehow Yaakov and Levi, each shayach to the number three, Kislev being the third month. Three, as I told you from the Medrash Tanchum and Yisro, is always connected to Torah. Chanukah being a battle for Torah. Okay. Ad kan, piece number one. Again, I'm sure there's much more that the Halakha Berditchever was hinting to, but that's as much as I could understand. Okay, let's try the next piece. Haklal hu Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kippur v'kadosh baruch hu poked es Yisrael l'tov. Haklal hu, the general principle is, the rule is, that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us and is mindful of us in a good way. Rak b'Chanukah Yisrael ro'en hatova b'secha. But on Chanukah we're able to see that good. Now, does that mean that on Chanukah we see the good from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Or are you saying, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur it's good but we don't see it? On Chanukah, independently, we do see it. Is Chanukah the revelation of what happened on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Some Svarim say like that. Well, Chanukah is really the Gemara Chasima, right? The real last chance to do tshuva, so to speak, from Yom Noraim is Chanukah. Right? Zos Chanukah. That's why Zos is a very Yom Kippur word. Right? Zos is Gematria 408, which is Gematria Tzom Kol Mamon, right? Tshuva Tefillah and Tzedakah. Tzom Kol Mamon. Tzom is fasting. Kol is Tefillah. Mamon is Tzedakah. Each one's Gematria 136. Three times 136 is 408. Is Zos. That's why when Aaron goes into Kodesh Kadashim, what does the Pasuk say? Bezos, Yavo Aaron. With Zos, Aaron enters into the Kodesh, into the Holy of Holies. So Zos Chanukah, which is the last night of Chanukah, of course, is really the Hemshech and the final step of Yom Kippur. When a woman is pregnant, Chazal say, it usually takes 3 months before she starts to show. So many Sfarim say, that's what Chanukah is. And that's what the Berdichver is saying here. That on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right, Azman of the beginning of, so to speak, the recreation of the world, Hayom Haras Olam, right, Vatahar, Vatahar, and she became pregnant. Hayom Haras Olam, right. But Teled, when's the Leda? 9 months later. Interesting, if you count from Nisan, this farm say, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. Kislev is the ninth month. So Chanukah could be, if you count from Nisan, it's the ninth month. It's the time of birth. If you count from Tishrei, it's the third month, which according to Chazal, that's when a woman begins to show. That's when you could tell that she's pregnant. Okay? B'derech Chla. So it could be that's what he's saying here. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Pokei Eretz Yisrael L'Tova. Right? Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is the beginning of our relationship with Hashem being formed. Rak B'Chanukah Yisrael Ro'in HaTova B'Seichel. On Chanukah, it begins to reveal itself. Chanukah, he says, Hu B'Machshava. Hu B'Machshava. Chanukah has a lot to do with Shemen, obviously. And Shemen has a lot to do with Chachma. The menorah in general has a lot to do with Chachma. Chachma, as an idea, really exists in the realm of Machshava. Chachma is my wisdom, that is, it exists in my mind. Yeah? That's what the Gemara says in Bava Basra and Daf Chaf Hei. If a person wants to become wiser, he should turn south. Harotzel Achim Yadrim. A person who wants to be a Chacham should turn to the south. Because the menorah was on the southern side of the Beis Hamikdash. When you look at the menorah, it makes you smart. It makes you a Chacham. Shemen is always Meramis to Chachma. Shemen has a lot to do with Chachma. So therefore, in Chanukah, he says, Hu b'machshava. A person has an intellectual understanding of the goodness that hopefully was put into place or put into motion on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Ki eine ha'eda perish Rashi, chachme ha'eda. Eine ha'eda, things that have to do with the eyes, the Sanhedrin is called the eine ha'eda, the eyes of the people, the eyes of the nation. And the eyes, Rashi explains, is chachme ha'eda. The eine ha'eda, the eyes, means people have a vision, people have wisdom. Chacham einov berosha, a wise person has eyes in his head. He's able to see things with his mind's eye, as we say in English. So therefore, Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of eyes, it's a time of seeing, but it doesn't necessarily mean seeing physically. When you look at the neiros, you may not see anything, right? But when you're looking at those neiros, your mind is thinking. And you're appreciating, you're connecting in a certain way with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let's just finish the piece, then I'll take your comment. V'lakach b'chanukah b'neiros. And therefore, Chanukah is a celebration of neiros. Ki hu lashon re'iya. Neiros, he says itself, is maybe a lashon of seeing. V'achar kein purim hu b'dibor. Afterwards, we come to Purim, which is a Yom Tov of speech, because Koran es Megillah, he says. There, we're not just looking, but we're actually saying. And then Pesach hu b'maisa, she'ochal matzah. Machshava dibor maisa. Chanukah, Purim, and Pesach. Interesting, an interesting three to put together. I told you, those are hard pieces. Chanukah, Purim, and Pesach. Machshava, dibor, and maisa. Chanukah is eyes, is seeing, is machshava, is seichel. Purim is Dibur, because you read the Megillah. And Pesach is Maisa. Okay? Why is it Maisa? She'ocha matzah. Because you do an action. Right? Pesach, you mamish, take something, gashmi, you take food and you put it into your body. The mitzvah is eating. Chanukah, there's no mitzvah of eating.
There's no mitzvah of the menorah?
No mitzvah of eating.
I'm not saying. So there is an action.
But or is very spiritual. It's true. You do an action of lighting the menorah. That is true. You could say reading the Megillah and delivering Mashalach Manos is also an action. Right? But he's saying that the essence of Chanukah is just, right? Ein lanu reshus l'shtamish b'hem el l'rosem bilvad. The neiros are for looking. So Chanukah neiros are for seeing. Right? There's a birchas haroah. If you don't have your own menorah and you see someone else's menorah in the window, you can make a bracha on it. You could say the bracha of Shasanisim on someone else's menorah and Shechianu the first night. Purim, he says, is dibur. And Pesach is action because, again, it's the most physical, it engages the body. There's a mitzvah, daraisa, to eat matzah. V'lechach b'chanukah shuhu al re'iya. So therefore, Chanukah, which is seeing, v'uchodesh kislev. So therefore, the name of Hashem for the month of Chanukah, we said, is what? Vav yud hei hei. Hinted to again in the pasuk, vayar yoshev ha'aretz haknani. The simplest explanation, again, of that name of Hashem, vav yud hei hei, which again is hinted to in this pasuk in Vayechi, Vayar Yoshev Aretz Kanani, the people of Canaan saw. The most obvious thing in explaining that is you'll pick up on the first word, Vayar. Seeing. People see. Right? What does people seeing have to do with Kislev? Because Kislev is a month of seeing. What does it have to do with the Canaanim? What does it have to do with Yaakov's funeral? Right? Okay, you could say more. There's a lot more to say on that. But the Pasha Pshat, in the name of the month of Kislev, Vav Yud Hayei, is Vayar, Yoshev Aretz Kanani. So therefore, that's what the British verse says. It's a Zman of Re'iyah, Vayar Yoshev Aretz Kanani, Shemora Al HaRe'iyah, which alludes to seeing. So Chanukah, Purim, Pesach is somehow connected to Machshava, Dibor, and Maisa. Okay.
Don't we usually think of Chochma as like Chochma versus Bina, whereas Chochma is just like the initial thought, and then Bina is really contemplating? So, but it seems like you're saying here that Chochma is contemplating.
Is what? Right, Chanukah is Bnei Bina. Bnei Bina Yemei Shmona. Yeah, Chanukah is Chachma Bina and Das. Chabad. I might mention it tonight. I think Yud Tes Kislev somehow. It sounds funny because, right, historically, chronologically, it doesn't make sense what I'm about to say. But Yud Tes Kislev, in a certain sense, gives birth to Chanukah. Yud Tes Kislev and Chanukah, they fall out next to each other because they have a lot to do with each other. Also, Shefutza Mayanosecha Achutza. Chanukah is just constantly growing, expanding. The famous question of the Beis Yosef, why do you have 8 nights of Chanukah? They had enough oil for 1 night, there should have been 7 nights of Chanukah. So Yosef Kara gave 3 answers, and then more Jews gave 10 more answers, and another 100 answers, and now 500 answers. You can go into a store now and buy a whole sefer. Huge sefer, 1,000 answers to the Beis Yosef's question. Chanukah is Mosif Aholich. It's always expanding, it's always growing. The light of Chanukah grows stronger. So that has a lot to do with the overflowing wellsprings of Chassidus. But yeah, Chanukah is Chachma Bina and Das. Okay. I'll tell you, there's a Remez Shabbo, but I'll tell you tonight. Bezrat Hashem. Okay. Let's skip the next little piece and let's go to the piece after that. V'navayar b'siyata d'shmaya. Yeah.
Do you think, sorry, so before we move on, do you think there's any connection between what we said about looking at the candles and Chachma and what we said something more roughless about looking at the Shabbos candles and saving your sight?
Right, for sure, for sure. Neros have an ability to restore vision, for sure.
And also, before Kiddush, I think you're supposed to have the vision.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Something going on there. Yeah, candles have a koach to illuminate the eyes, fix the eyes, cleanse the eyes. Neros Chanukah can clean one's eyes. Very important. A person seeing unholy things, looking at the Chanukah Neros can be a cleansing process. Can be a very cleansing process. Okay, let's skip the next piece, and we'll go to the piece that begins, the paragraph that begins, V'nevar b'siyata d'shmaya, Maimer Chazal. Everyone have it? What Patreon? Tzadibet. V'nevar b'siyata d'shmaya, Maimer Chazal. The Gemara tells us in Pesach HaShabbos, v'ner Chanukah d'pligi. A machlokas regarding ner Chanukah and the Gemara in Shabbos. Chad amar mutter l'shtamish la'orah, v'chad amar asa l'shtamish la'orah. One opinion, we're so used to not using the Chanukah candles for any mundane purposes that we forget that there's an opinion in the Gemara that ner Chanukah mutter l'shtamish la'orah. It's a machlokas. One says that it's allowed, you're allowed to use the light of the candle, and one says that you're not permitted to benefit from the light of the Ner Chanukah. So, the Berditchever explains al pi mashal. Perhaps explain with a parable. Melech adir ba lebeis ani, umiderech ateva babo amelech adir roin kvod ashro gdulaso. Imagine a king who comes to visit the home of a poor person, and of course when the king comes, he comes like a king. He comes with his, you know, beautiful caravan, right? His carriage drawn by white horses. And the king is wearing his royal robes, and he has very expensive items that surround him wherever he goes. So the king is in your house, and all of his fancy stuff is there too. V'hinei ha'ani gam kein misameach v'daito, b'ra'os rov osher ha'melech. And the ani is so excited, he's never seen things like this before. He's not only excited to see the king, he's excited to see his stuff. Right? He's never seen anything like this. Mashalo ra'al lefan of kol yam of rov osher kezeh. He never saw anything like this. He can't take his eyes off of it. It's captivating. But the wise ani, the wise ani doesn't lose himself in the things that accompany the king. Because he knows by the king, who cares? This is nothing. The fact that the king has some wealth, that doesn't mean anything. That's not what makes the king great. That's not what it means to connect to the king, to connect to his stuff. The Ani who's wise, the Ani who's able to be a little bit deeper, says, I don't care if the king comes with nothing. It's the biggest chus in the world, just the king's in my house. Yeah, so it's cool that his limo is parked in my driveway. But who cares? That's completely tuffel to the fact that the king is sleeping in my guest room, is sleeping in my house. The same thing is true. This is classic Berdichever. We've had this idea in a similar fashion before. Right? Iker and Tafel. What's the Iker? What's the Tafel? The Schar mitzvah is nice. But doing the mitzvah, the connection to Hashem, is nicer. And the wise person always takes the high road. So he says, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu does Nisim for Klal Yisrael, Echa Sameach Ba'atova Gufa, Vash Hashem Yisbarach, Osa Imo Nisim, Kmo Ani Shesameach Bir Os Osho Shel HaMelech, Keinu Sameach Shehashem Yisbarach Gamol Ito Chesed. One person, when he's recipient of Hashem's kindness, he celebrates the kindness. He celebrates what Hashem did for him. He's not celebrating the God aspect of it, he's celebrating what God did, what Hashem achieved. It's like the Ani who's caught up looking at the king's stuff. Right? The miracle is the success of Hashem. The possessions are the success of the king. However, there's another type of Ani, ve'echad eino sameach ba'anisim, there's a second person, who doesn't rejoice over the miracles themselves? Ki yodeh she'Kadosh Baruch Hu bara kol ha'olamos, v'hu kol yachol lasos. Because who cares that Hashem did a miracle? What's there between a miracle and teva? Is it any more miraculous, chevra, that the pach shemen lasted for 8 nights? Is that any more miraculous than the sun that's glowing in the sky? Is there a difference really between nes and teva? Between a yam suf that's in its place, and a yam that's split. So any difference? And from Hashem's perspective, there's no difference. Right? So therefore, a person who realizes that nisim are not such a big deal, just like the wealth of the king is not such a big deal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kol yachol lasos, he could do anything, just because you haven't seen him do this trick before, doesn't make it harder or fancier, right, or truly more interesting than the fact that your lungs are inflating now and you're able to breathe. Efes simchas lo benisim. But the excitement of the miracle is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's interacting with you. That the king is in your world, the king is in your house, the king is making contact with you. That's what's exciting. The fact that Hashem is doing, the one who's doing it is what's interesting, not what he's doing. The fact that he is there is what's interesting, what's exciting. Al zeh samach. God would want to come to interact with me, to do a miracle for me. I don't care how big the miracle is, how small the miracle is, who cares? It's all the same by Hashem. There's no difference by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person has a cold, or if a person's on their deathbed with a dreaded disease, Hashem could cure each of them in a second. And each one could, God forbid, lead to one's demise if that's what God wants. There's no difference in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective. Rich and poor, it's all the same. Yeah, Hashem morish u'mashir. Hashem makes poor and he makes rich. In a second, Hashem can change everything. So let's not be impressed by the actions of Hashem. Let's be honored by the fact that Hashem is involved with us. V'zeh ha'plukta, and perhaps that's the machlokas when it comes to Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, osur l'shtamish l'or or mutter l'shtamish l'or? Can I benefit from the light? Can I enjoy the light? Or if I enjoy the light, am I missing the point? One opinion in the Gemara says you're allowed to use the light. One opinion is that Hashem did a miracle, and we enjoyed salvation in this world. Yeah. And therefore, you were the recipient of goodness in this world, and this world is meant to be enjoyed. So therefore, the candles are an expression of that. Glal kein amar mutar l'shtamish l'or, and therefore you're allowed to use the candles. That's the lower level of appreciation of the nes. Of course, we paskin, and we sing about it, asur l'shtamish l'or. Ein l'or rishus l'shtamish l'hem. El erosim bovad. We only allow ourselves to look. The opinion that holds v'chad amar also l'shtamish la'ora, the one that holds that you're not allowed to benefit from the light. Negezes v'shamach b'Hashem yizbarach atzmo. This corresponds to the one who realizes that what? I'm not celebrating the miracle itself. I'm celebrating the fact that Hashem was involved with me. Shezachas shiyislabish b'yirasu b'nei adam. That Hashem presented himself to Klal Yisrael. Ve'eino choshev atzmo klal shi'igil lo tova. I don't care about the specific good that was done. I'm just happy he's here. Rakmash zocher shiyislabish Hashem yizbarach bo. Ve'kevan she'eino choshev olam hazeh klal. So since I don't care from an olam hazeh perspective, I could care less. More successful, less successful. I just want to be connected to Hashem. Whether we're suffering together or whether we're rejoicing together, I just want to be connected to you. I don't care about this world. This world is fleeting. So therefore, Rak Lamala Mi Olam Hazeh. So this person is connected to that which is beyond this world. Ulamala Mi Olam Hazeh Lo Nitna Lehanos. And things beyond this world, we're not allowed to benefit from. We don't know what they are. The Ayin Lo Rosa Lo Kim Zula Secha. We don't know anything about the world beyond. And if these candles are a representation of the world beyond, of my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, if this Nair is supposed to remind me, not of the miracles of Hashem, but of God Himself, of the Or Ein Sof, which is God Himself, Glal Kein Sofer Aser Lishtamish La'ora, therefore, it is incumbent upon us not to benefit from the light. And again, of course, that's how we do. That's what we do in Hanukkah. We don't allow ourselves to benefit from the light, reminding ourselves more important then the cool tricks that Hashem did on Chanukah, that a single Pach Shemen was able to last for so long. More important than that is simply the fact that Hashem still cared about us. That Hashem was interested in doing anything for us. That God had a relationship with us, despite the very lowly state of Klal Yisrael at that time. Okay? What's Pach in Atbash? You guys know what Atbash is? Atbash is when you exchange Aleph and Tav, Beis and Shin. It's an ancient technique to understand and uncover secrets of Torah. So Yuchina Rebbe said, what's Atbash of Pach? They found one Pach Shemen. What's the Atbash of Pach?
We need to see the whole.
Pay is, Sandy's working on it.
66.
Not 66.
No,
I mean, there will be a number. Pei Chaf. So Chaf is Lamed.
36.
And pei is vav, right? So pach in atbash is lamed vav. How many neros do we light on Chanukah? 36 candles. Right? So from the pach comes the lamed vav neros. Pach in atbash is lamed vav. So that's cool. That's cool that Hashem took one little pach and he turned it into 36 neros. Right? But that's not the ikar of Chanukah. That Hashem was able to take a little bit of oil and make it last long. What's amazing about Chanukah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cared to do anything for us, and he still wanted to visit us. The fact that he came in a fancy way and put on a good show, that's totally secondary. And that's why Asur Mishtam Mishlora, we're not allowed to benefit from the light. Okay, let's go on to the next piece. A nice little piece. B'shmona Esrei Anu Omrim V'al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles that he does every day with us. What does that mean, with us? With us could be for us, or with us could be along with us. Hashem, you do miracles along with us. What does that mean, along with us? Imanu daika. Masha anu poelem ayedei pulaseinu, shetasa imanu nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do things and you turn it into miracles. We partner together. You do miracles each day with the pulos of us, with our actions. Va'al niflosecha v'tovasecha shebuchol eis erev avoker v'tzarayim. V'lo niskar kan imanu. And then it says, the niflos and the tovos that you do every night and every morning and every afternoon, and it doesn't mention us. So says the Reditcher, sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu builds off of our efforts, and sometimes Hashem does something that just as a gift for us, even though we didn't do anything to deserve it or to earn it or to even partner with Him. She'ein anu garmin. There are those things that we're not responsible for. We didn't cause. Rak shemashpia b'chasto kiviyacho b'lois oris t'latata. That Hashem awakens a love for us and pours down a shefa from on high, not in accordance with our behavior or our actions. So says the Radicha, where there's different types of miracles throughout history. It's interesting. Some Svarim say the exact opposite of what he's about to say. But he says the following. Ki nisim yitzias mitzrayim, Hashem yisbarach bechasto hagadol pa'al zos, b'lishum his oris hatachton. Mitzrayim, we were on the 49th level of Tumah. We had nothing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down, Bechvodo Va'atzmo, Anivah Lo Malach, Anivah Lo Saraf, Anivah Lo Ashliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came himself, took us out of Mitzrayim. Yeah. That was pure Isarusa de La'ela. Heavenly arousal, we had nothing to earn it. We didn't do anything to deserve it. Without B'li Shum Hisoris HaTachton. Masha'ein Kein B'Chanaka. Chanukah, we did do something to bring about the miracle. You know what it was? Mesiras Nefesh. It may have only been a handful of Jews, but they fought. They fought with unbelievable passion and strength to fight for Torah. Masha'ein Kein B'Chanukah, Nitzam Hayik Tzas Gam Kein Al Yedei HaTachton. On Chanukah, we did play a little bit of a role in making it happen. Shechashmona Yuvanov, Hayu Lochmim Im Chel Antiochus HaRasha. Because there were Jewish soldiers, again, a tiny group, that went out to battle. Lachain anu omer b'chanukah v'hinoam. Therefore, in Chanukah, the Sfarim say you're supposed to sit by the Neros and you recite v'hinoam. Because what do we say in v'hinoam? But lakos Neros shal Chanukah, when we're saying v'hinoam, what do we say? We say u'ma'ase yadenu konana aleinu. Ma'ase yadenu konana aleinu. Because it is ma'ase yadenu. We did make an effort on Chanukah. Whether, again, the effort's in the form of the soldiers who fought, whether it's in the effort in the form of the Gemara and Shabbos, right? Badku, that they searched, they were looking for a Pach Shemen, they didn't give up, even though superficially it looked like Timu Kol HaShemanim, right? Badku v'lo matu ala pachecha, they kept searching until they found that one Pach, so there was a man-made effort. So therefore we say, Vayinom, Masei Adenu Aleinu, Vayikonana Aleinu, L'rameis al Neis Chanukah, Shiktsas Maisi Adenu. It's a little bit Maisi Adenu, b'mochama. Amnam Hashem Yisbarach, Maisi Adenu, Konana Aleinu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, you took our little effort and you turned it into great success. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hitzliach lanu maisi adenu lisgav memuchama. Because again, b'derech ha-teva, it would have been impossible for us to win such a war. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, so that's what it means. Va'al nisecha shebechol yom imanu. There's miracles that take place every day along with us. I'll give you a simple example. Learning Torah. Chazal say in Megillah Davav Amud Beis, Yagati umatzasi tamin. If a person works hard in learning and finds success, he should be believed. So the post, many Sfarim point out that why does it say Yagati umatzasi? Yagia means effort. Mitzia means what? What's a mitzia? Something that you find. You don't work to find something. You're walking down the street and you just find it. So why is it Yagati umatzati? Why, when I work hard in Torah, matzati, I find? So the Sfarim explained, because even after we've put in our part, we've done our effort, it's still a gift that Hashem gives you. When you understand the Ritva, no matter how hard you worked on it, it's still a gift that Hashem opened your mind to receive the Ritva. So yes, Yagati, you have to do your Ashtadlus. But Matzati, when you find it, you feel like, wow, I didn't deserve to really understand this. Hashem gave it to me as a gift. Yeah? So that's Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. We do our part, but it's still a nace. It's still a wondrous thing. Yeah, the Jews went to fight. They went to fight against tens of thousands of Greek soldiers, Syrian Greek soldiers. A handful of Jews that Rashi describes at the end of the Torah, in Rashi and Mezos HaBracha. Literally a handful of Jews against tens of thousands. So they did their part. Ma'aseh Yadenu. But Ma'aseh Yadenu Konana Aleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you made it so much greater. Al Nisecha, miracles. Shebechol Yom Imanu. Yes, we have to do our part. But it's still a nes. It's mamish still a nes. When a child is born. I went to a bris this morning. When a child is born, yeah? So the parents did their part to physically create the child, right? But they don't feel, they feel like it's a total gift. The baby this morning was named Yishai Rafal. Yishai means a gift. And the parents said, the father said, you know, this is not our first child, but each child is such a gift. You don't take it for granted. So yeah, there's a natural, there's a physical, there's a scientific, there's a biological reality of creating a child, right? But it's still innate. It's totally beyond. When that child is born, it's the most overwhelming feeling ever. So that's the balance that we have to strike. We have to, on the one hand, do our part, and at the same time, appreciate and acknowledge the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really does everything for us. On that note, actually, you know what? Maybe let's take a look. Yeah, let's skip for a second. Turn to the piece. It's about five pieces later. Ode Masarti Giborim Biad Chalashim. Because it's related. Let's do this piece right here, because it's related to it. Masarti Giborim Biad Chalashim. You see it? Yeah, Od Masarta Giburim Biad Chalashim. What page? Tzadi Hey? Dalet. Tzadi Dalet. Masarta Giburim Biad Chalashim. Hashem, you gave the strong ones over to the weak ones. Right, we were the weak ones. L'chora ha'lo ha'yu giborim gedolim, chashmonai uvanav kiniska b'sefer Yosifun. Josephus writes that the Chashmonai and his sons, were unbelievably strong individuals. So what do you mean you gave the strong to the weak? Well, you could say it was still a tiny army. So in that sense, we were weak, even though the individuals themselves were particularly strong. But says the Kedusha Levi, if they're so strong, how could you call them chalashim? Ela hakavana dahayu kol kach tzadikim. They weren't only physically strong, but they were also spiritually strong. And because they were spiritually strong, they viewed themselves as physically weak. What does that mean? Because they were such tzadikim, dulo talu nitzchona machmas gvurasam, they didn't take credit for their victories. Rak mi'es Hashem ha'isazos. They were very strong. They were remarkably strong. But in their mind, they wanted to remind themselves, we didn't win this war. Hashem won the war. That's a hard thing to do. When you're good at something, and you work hard at something, to be able to take a step back and say, at the end of the day, afal pichein, it's all from Hashem, and my efforts are just the cover-up to allow Hashem to perform His miracle, it's hard to say that. Zeh ma'amarim chalashim. That's what it means, chalashim. Shayu chalashim bedaitam. They were chalash, they were weak in their minds. Meaning what? They were submissive in their minds. They surrendered to Hashem. Sheyedu shemachmasam lo yinsuchu rak machmas ezer Hashem. They weren't successful because of their own military prowess. They won the war because God was on their side. V'yinei b'chol ha-ge'ulos lo hayu pulas Yisrael. Rak ha-kodesh baruch hu ba'atzmo niteach ve'hichnia ha-klipos b'li pulas Yisrael. Usually, throughout history, so many times, the Kodesh Baruch Hu did the battle for us. We didn't do anything. In Mitzrayim, Hashem worked miracles. We just sat around. For a whole year, the Jews sat around watching Hashem put on an unbelievable performance. V'gam gabe haman ikar hanes hayiraka yadei alokim. On Purim, they were ready to defend themselves. But at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moving the pieces behind the scenes to bring about Yeshua for Klai. So they didn't go out to war. It wasn't a mega war at the end of the Purim story. Yes, they fought a little bit, and some people were killed. Some Amalekim were killed. But primarily, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nahafuchu turned everything on around. Amnam b'gulas chashmonai uvanav hayepu'ula mi'Yisrael da'asu melchama. But in Chanukah, one half of the story is that they did fight. Right? We did battle. That's a big part of the story. Uvedavar sh'adam osa pu'ula hu'nisayon gadol lahamin shalo po'al yado igaram. And when a person does something with his own strength, with his own efforts, it's very hard for him to admit, it's not me. To be able to say, to be able to be mamin, it's a big nisayon, to be able to believe that it's not my own efforts that caused this. Rak mito baruch hu ozer amiti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his kindness, help me out. And therefore a person needs to have what? A clarity, being able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through their own efforts. Shemachmas histaklusam ba'adon kol roa, shakol hu mito. When I recognize that it's all from Him and none of it's from me, and that brings about the nes. How do we remind ourselves that we're just passive observers of this great Yeshua, even though we played a role in fighting? He says, "Madlikin ner Chanukah." When you look at the ner Chanukah, when you stare at that candle, the ner hu or, remez listaklus. Again, that light represents a clarity, represents machshava, represents thinking. And the realization, a clarity of the realization, Shemachmas histaklusam b'borei yadu ki Hashem hu nitzeach karvan. That it was a Kodesh Baruch Hu who won their wars, and it was not their own efforts. And that's why, again, Ein lanu reshus l'shamesh lahem. We can't touch the candle. We can't benefit from the candle. We have to be submissive to the candle, and to say that it's all from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's what it means. Masar te giborim b'yad chalashim. They weren't actually chalash, but they were people who surrendered to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and recognized Hashem's hand in everything that they achieved. Go to the last piece on Chanukah. I hope you have it. I hope it's in your edition. The last piece in the section on Chanukah, Haneras Halalu. Haneras, again, continuing our theme. Haneras Halalu anu madlikin al nisim v'chulu. Sh'asisa v'chulu. Al yedei kohanecha kadoshim. Haneras Halalu v'chulu. Ve'ein lanu rishus l'shtamesh bahem. One of the big themes on Chanukah, maybe we'll talk about it more next week, is bitachon. Is the realization that what? That I'm boteach ba'Hashem. That it's all in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands. That's part of the reason the salvation came about from Kohanim. Kohanim, Shevet Levi, B'nai Torah, people who are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Limud Torah, it's easier for them to surrender to Hashem. Right? Kohanim are more naturally connected to the Midah of Bitachon. What's the gematria of Kohen? Chaf Hei Nun. It's an easy one. Chaf Hei Nun, 75. What's the gematria of Bitachon? Bitachon. Bay's test is 11. Ches is 9, so that's 19. Vav is 25. And Nun is 75. So Kohen's gematria Bitachon. Al Yedei Kohanecha HaKadoshim. The holy Kohanim, right, who were boteach b'Hashem, and were willing to, again, to fight that crazy war. And despite their unbelievable success, to have the humility to say, it's not me, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all from Hashem. Yeah. That's why they did not participate in Chedei Egel. Okay. A clarity of Hashem, yeah. Shevet Levi has a certain clarity that most of us don't have. They weren't enslaved in Mitzrayim. Okay, so let's see. So he says on Haneros Halalu, Dine Isa b'Gemara, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara, the Medrash tells us, that Chizkiyo Amar, Chizkiyo said, I will sleep and Hashem will fight my battles for me. Da klal hu emadam osav melchama eza siyua al pi ateva. Whenever a person goes to engage in the battle himself, he picks up a sword, he picks up a gun. Hu im hu b'chinas ma. If he is a person who is ma, who is submissive, he's humble. Shetzlo maisav ke'ein nechshav. If his own actions are insignificant, right? Meaning, if a person is humble and then he still does his part, oz asiyosav einu goreya hanis, then his actions don't take away from the nes. V'im chas v'shalom b'dayto shemaisav pa'olim, ez edavar chas v'shalom. But if he thinks that it's his actions that are going to actually win this war, einu tova kamoha b'china rishon. That's certainly not as good as the first individual. That will take away from the nes. Because once you say, I want to fight this war, kochi va'otzim yadi, I'm going to be the one to be victorious. So then you're imposing on Hashem's turf, and Hashem says, okay, you want to fight by yourself? Fight by yourself. But that takes away from the, obviously, from the nes. V'nei chashmonai u'banav hagam sheim asu eiza davar al pi ateva. Even though chashmonai and his sons went out to fight, they did things in a natural way. Hayuheim b'chinas ma, but they were unbelievably humble. Right? Ma means what? Right? What? You call something what when you don't even know what it is. They were humble. Ma is the code word for humility in the Torah. The chashmonai ubanav hayusod Torah shabal peh. Chanukah is the yom tov that's deeply connected to Torah shabal peh. Chashmonai and his sons were, so to speak, connected to the secret of Torah shabal peh. Ki mehem yischilu shamay v'hilel shamayah v'avtalyum. Because right around this time, around the story of Chanukah, Torah Shabbal Peh really started to pick up. Machlokes was created. And Machlokes being created, of course, is a chisaron and a great tova for Klal Yisrael. Obviously, the bad side of Machlokes is that, right, when you don't have a clarity in whose opinion is correct, that's a bad thing. The good side of Machlokes is, if not for Machlokes, Shas would be probably about one page long. And instead it's 2,711 pages long because we can't stop fighting over it. So that creates more Torah. Right? Forgetfulness, shichachas haTorah, which the Yavanim tried to cause, which leads to machlokas, leads to a reboy of Torah. That's the irony of them trying to get us to forget the Torah. It leads to more opinions in the Beis Medrash, because we don't have just one opinion anymore. And that leads to an increased amount of Torah. So chashmonai ubanov, they were the secret of Torah Shabbat Peh. Chanukah is the fight of Torah Shabbat Peh. And therefore Shammai and Hillel and Shmaya and Avtalion all emerge through this and at this time. Kamosha Mikdash Rishon Hayatora Shabakhsav Ubachinas Ma Kane Hu Kane Haim Hayuso Tereshwal Peh Bukhinas Ma. Just like Bayez Rishon was the base of Mikdash of Torah Shabakhsav, again he's hinting to a lot of things here, so too Bayez Sheni was the Bayez of Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay, the Hefresh Yesh, and there's a great distance, a great distinction. Kisha Adam Osa Pulaso Venechsha Vena Pulaso. When a person does something and he says, look what I did, Azai Rashai Lehanos, then he's allowed to benefit from it. Why? Vim Eino Nechsha Pulaso Rak Buchinas Ma Azai Kulo Kodesh Veno Shari Lehanos. When a person says, this is me, it's my effort, so Hashem says, okay, well, your efforts are man-made, they're not that holy. You can benefit from your success. But when you hand it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Even if, yes, you're physically on the battlefield, but you hand it over to Hashem, then Hashem won the war. And therefore, every bit of the victory is holy. And therefore, Haneiros Halalu, because the Kohanim who had Bitachon and Hashem went out to fight the war, because they were Torah Shebaal Peh, we're not the Torah Shebichsav, that's Hashem's department. We're Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is just being Mekabel. Torah Shebaal Peh, since we're Torah Shebaal Peh, so therefore, the battle that we won was Kodesh, and therefore the Neiros are also Kodesh. Ve'ein Rishai Lanos. Vizel Perish Haneiros Halalu Anu Madlikin Alanisim Ayidei Kohanecha HaKedoshim. That because of the humility of the Kohanim, the Yom Tov is filled with a unique type of Kedusha that makes it untouchable. Okay, so again, so all three of these Torahs point to the fact that the Kohanim were very humble and very much aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was winning the battle for them. Okay? All right, Chaver, let's do one final piece for today. Right, go back to where we were before. Go back to where we were. The piece that begins with Daniel Ksiv. We'll do this short piece, and then maybe we'll do one more after that. Yeah, we'll do two last pieces. We'll do two more short pieces. Okay, B'Daniel Ksiv. Yeah? Tzadi Gimel. Page Tzadi Gimel. B'Daniel Ksiv, it says in Sefer Daniel that Malchus Antiochus, that the Malchus of Yavon, is Nimshol La'ez. To compare it to an Ez, to a goat. Ez, of course, alludes to the word Uz, which means brazen. And the Berditchever here talks about the brazenness of Yavon. Which is why the response to Yavon, of course, has to be also holy brazenness. But this is what I refer to as Azaz to Kedusha. To be able to fight back, to stand up proudly as Jews. Antiochus, in the Malchus, Antiochus is compared to an Ez. V'kach b'zmiros t'shabes nemar u'tzvir ha'izim. That's what the Pasuk says in Daniel. Svir ha'izim higdil atzomav, atzumav. Mishum de'ez hu ha'meiz. The Ez is the one who causes brazenness. K'maimer chazal, like the Gemara says in Beitza. Why is it called an Ez? Shal zed nikra Ez. Ve'ein lecha meiz min malchus Antiochus ha'rasha. And there's no one who was ever as chutzbedik as the Yavanim, as Antiochus. Shemeiz yoser me'akol. That he was and caused the brazenness more so than anyone else. Ki yadua misha over pi ha-melech be-beiso, who may is yoser mi misha over diburo mi-chutz le-bayis. What's worse? Talking about the king on a street corner? We're talking about the king negatively when you're standing in the palace. Obviously, when you're standing in the presence of the king, when you're in his bayis and you're still talking badly about him, that's a much greater chutzpah. What's the chiddush of Galus Yavon? The chiddush of Galus Yavon is we never left the house. Galus Yavon, what we call the exile of Yavon, took place in Eretz Yisrael. It was a Galus in Eretz Yisrael. It was a Chorban Beis HaMikdash, a partial Chorban Beis HaMikdash. They weren't trying to destroy us. They weren't kicking us out. They just wanted to stamp out the Torah. But in a certain sense, what that meant was that they were rebelling against the king in his house. They had the chutzpah to take us on in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Ki hu ha'is, sh'ratza la'avir mechuki retzono, b'yos Beis HaMikdash kayam. That they wanted to uproot Torah and mitzvos while the Beis HaMikdash still exists. Again, it doesn't say they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. It says, Timu kol hashmanim shebe Beis HaMikdash. They tried to suck the spirituality out of the Beis HaMikdash. It's much worse. You want to go on the other side of the street and create something against the Beis HaMikdash is one thing. If you want to take the Beis HaMikdash and turn it into a place of a college for Greek philosophy, that's the biggest chutzpah. So that's why Yavon is compared to the Ez. Lokain Mitzrayim u'madai u'paras. The Egyptians, the Persians, right? Madai. Shalo haya oz Beis HaMikdash. It was all at a time when there was no Beis HaMikdash. They tried to take advantage of the Jews when there was no Beis HaMikdash. But to have a Beis HaMikdash and to try to superimpose your will upon Hashem's Torah and Hashem's Mikdash, that's great chutzpah. And again, that's very much connected to the theme of Hanukkah, the chutzpah of Yavon, which has to, again, be channeled into a holy chutzpah and azaz to Kedusha. Again, there's a lot more to say about that as a theme, but we'll save it for another time. Okay, just go to the very end, the second to last piece, and we'll end with this. Very, very interesting. This answers a question I've had for a long time. Shavuos. Most Jewish holidays take place in the middle of the month. Purim, middle of the month. Pesach, middle of the month. Sukkot, middle of the month. Why does Shavuos take place at the beginning of the month? Why does Chanukah take place at the end of the month? What's the Indian of a Yom Tov taking place in the middle of the month? 15th of the month. So he explains as follows. Lama kol ha-yamim tovim b'miloi levana. You go in Purim, Pesach, Sukkot. Why are so many Jewish holidays centered around the 15th of the month? With the exception of Chanukah. V'chein Yom Tov Shrosh Hashanah, who gam came b'tchilas imei levana. Obviously Rosh Hashanah also is the beginning of the month. Achein Rosh Hashanah hu mishpat. Rosh Hashanah being a day of judgment and the start of the new year, it's certainly not part of our calculation here. But in terms of all the other Yom Tovim, Pesach, Sukkot, Purim, they all revolve around the middle of the month. What about Chanukah? Haklal hu ki lefamim osa Hashem Yisbarach nisim v'neflos l'amu Yisrael lasos nekoma ba'akomim aleim machbas shirotzim lasos rol Yisrael. Sometimes the Kaddish Baruch Hu has to fight and perform miracles for Klal Yisrael to take revenge against those who want to harm us, who want to harm Klal Yisrael, so physically harm Klal Yisrael. Ulefam Hashem Yisbarach Baruch Hu, osa nisim v'neflos l'amu Yisrael li'inokim me'akomim aleim machbas shirotzim lahavir Yisrael mitorasal. Two different things. Sometimes our enemies want to do bad for us, to physically harm us, and sometimes our enemies want to spiritually damage us. They want to remove us from Torah and Mitzvahs. Afal pi she'enem rotzim lasos ra'al Yisrael atzmam. Even if they don't have a problem with Jews, they're not trying to kill Jews. They just don't like Jewish system of living. So two different types of enemies. U'kamo she'hayu b'mei chashmonai u'banav. Obviously Chanukah, they weren't initially trying to harm Jews. They were trying to uproot Jewish wisdom. That's what they were after. But they didn't actually want to do anything bad to us. As people, as human beings, they didn't want to harm us. Interesting. That's what it means when we say in the Tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you with your great mercy came to our rescue in a time of tzara. Klomar. What was the tzara? What the tefillah says. Masheratu lashkicham torasecha. The tzara wasn't that the Jews were threatened to be killed. Our tzara was that the Yavanim came, lahaviram, lashkicham torasecha, lahaviram mechukke v'tzonecha. And Hashem, you came to the rescue to remove our pain. What was our pain? The pain of the loss of Torah. Aval pi she'enem rotzim lasos lahem ra begufam. They didn't want to harm us physically. They weren't out to physically harm us. But it was a time of tsar, and that Torah was threatened. So, however, how does this explain why the Yom Tov is at the end of the month? He says a beautiful thing. He quotes a pasuk in Tehillim that we had last week. Kishemesh umagein Hashem tzavakos. Shemesh umagein Hashem tzavakos. Shemesh umagein as Shemesh and protector Hashem tzavakos. Which means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is compared to the sun. The sun radiates its light. The moon reflects its light. Hashem is the sun, and Klal Yisrael is the moon. Knesset Yisrael nikris Levana. Hashem is the Shemesh, and we're the Levana. Ki Hashemesh mashbia or Levana, because the sun shares its energy, its light. It reflects its light by way of the moon. Vine kol anisim v'neflos shas Hashem lanu. All the miracles that Hashem did for us, Purim, Pesach, Vishar Yom Tov, Iker Hanes Hayamach Vasharatu Lasas Yisrael Ra Begufam. Purim is a celebration that Klal Yisrael physically was threatened and Klal Yisrael survived. Pesach, we were physically threatened and we survived. Sukkot, our stay in the Midbar, the Hemshech of Pesach, again threatened by enemies on all sides physically, a wandering small nation, fledgling nation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us and we survived. So when the Yom Tov is about Klal Yisrael being threatened, in other words, when the moon is being threatened, when are we going to celebrate the month? When are we going to celebrate the Yom Tov? In the middle of the month, when the moon is full. L'kach ha-Yom Tovim heim b'miloi levana. Lir mozal Yisrael. You celebrate the Yom Tov at the time where the moon is full, representing that Klal Yisrael, compared to the moon, are still strong, we're still full. We survived. We physically survived. The enemies of Purim, of Pesach, of the wilderness, of Sukkot. Right? Aval kan b'chanukah. But on Hanukkah, who was being threatened? We don't want to highlight the moon. We don't want to focus on the moon when the moon is full. We want to de-emphasize the moon. Well, if we're de-emphasizing the moon, who are we emphasizing? We're emphasizing the sun, I guess. Right? We're emphasizing the sun. I guess the light of Hanukkah also. We're emphasizing the light of the sun. Aval kan b'chanukah hayikar hanes machmas shekamu ha'oivim ala Torah lahavi Yisrael mimeno chas v'shalom. Torah was being threatened. Ve'enu merum az al ha'levana. That's not the Indian of the moon. V'kach hanes zeh enu b'miloi levana. And therefore the holiday is not celebrated at the time when the moon is full. But again, we try to de-emphasize the moon by moving the holiday to the end of the month, when the moon is not the focus of attention. And therefore he says, V'chein yom tov shol shvuas hu al nesinas ha'Torah. Torah, again, Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in written form. And therefore, Shavuos also is not going to be found in the middle of the month, because we're not emphasizing Klal Yisrael so much, we're emphasizing Hashem. L'kachu gam kein eino b'miloi levana, v'chanaka eino b'miloi levana, rak b'chisaron, in the time of chesron alavana, uv'tchilas yimei meluam. Okay? It's an amazing explanation. Again, gives us a little bit of an understanding of why Chanukah and Shavuos are not in the middle of the month, like so many other Jewish holidays. Because we're not emphasizing Yisrael, we're de-emphasizing the moon, which automatically, I guess, means emphasizing the sun, and Shemesh u'magin Hashem tzavakos. And since Chanukah is the fight for Torah, and Shavuos is Kabbalah's Torah, it makes sense that we want to focus on Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yinosein HaTorah. Okay, we'll stop here for today. A lot of nice Torahs from the Berditchever, things to think about, ideas to build upon for Chanukah. And Mir Tzashem, to live with them as you're sitting by the menorah. Shkoyach.